We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Sawadika, spontaneous viewers. Sawadika means greetings in Thai, a language spoken by around 65 million people. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Office D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafu, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatzú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatzú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, benefits more than 10 million people in Bangladesh. In veg news, Spanish and Dutch researchers find that children eat more vegetables when allowed to choose. In environmental news, an Australian hospital receives the nation's first 5-star Green Star Healthcare Design V1 rating. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 17th, is the birthday of the Chancellor of Germany, Her Excellency Dr. Angela Merkel, born in Hamburg, Germany. In 2005, Her Excellency began serving in office and was the first female chancellor in the nation. With Chancellor Merkel's leadership, Germany's economy has grown. Her Excellency is committed to alternative energy and to working towards discontinuing the use of nuclear power to ensure the safety of her fellow citizens. Chancellor Merkel has been the recipient of numerous awards, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom from the United States President, His Excellency Barack Obama, in 2011. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, Dr. Angela Merkel, for your continued efforts to bring about prosperity and a sustainable planet. May you have a joyous birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Via news, Indonesia volcano forces thousands to evacuate. As Mount Lokon in northern Sulawesi province erupted 3 times late on Thursday, July 14th into Friday morning, over 6,000 people living in the region had to leave their homes, with one person who sadly perished of a heart attack as she ran in panic. These most recent eruptions followed increased activity that had prompted officials to raise the alert level to its highest nearly a week before. As smoke spewed forth from Mount Lokon's crater, lava poured down its western slopes, setting trees, grass, and shrubs on fire. Soldiers, police, and other rescuers assisted the evacuation into temporary shelters, including schools and churches in the town of Tomohon, while officials said an additional 27,000 people would soon need to leave their homes as well. On Friday, experts said that activity remained high and another eruption was expected.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is needed. Saying that funds are available, she requested that they go if possible to bring comfort to the displaced.
Our sympathies for the cherished life lost, as we also send our gratefulness for the careful monitoring and prompt safety measures of the Indonesian personnel, and thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. May such dangerous events be alleviated as humanity's eco-caring ways help ensure the stability of our Earth.
Quakes jolt the Philippines, Japan, Chile, and the United States. Before dawn on Friday, July 15th, 2 earthquakes shook the Philippines, the first a 4.7 magnitude tremor, striking 40 kilometers northeast of Baras in Catanduanes province, while another 3.9 in magnitude occurred 42 kilometers southeast of Cipale City in Negros Occidental. On Friday night, a 5.5 magnitude quake rattled eastern Japan that could be felt in the capital Tokyo, as well as in the disaster-struck Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant.
In the Latin American country of Chile, a 6.0 magnitude tremor also struck on Friday, 58 miles from Valparaiso, which was felt as far away as the capital, Santiago. And as of Saturday morning, the U.S. state of California had been jolted by a swarm of more than 70 tremors starting on Thursday, ranging primarily in magnitude from 2.0 to 4.0. Many were shallow and could be felt from San Diego in the south to San Francisco in the north. Fortunately, none of these quake events resulted in initial reports of damage or casualties, and no tsunami warnings were issued. With thankfulness for the safety of all those in the quake-affected regions, we pray for the calming of such potential disasters through our greater benevolence toward all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
tìm hỡi thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói khóc nhân loài thương muôn vật lất lây. Quặn thắt giữa hàn đông, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn lý. Và một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên. Trên cá sông dài hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan.
We can still save the planet. Day 556. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. People in countries including Bahrain, Jordan, Libya, Nigeria, Palestine, Syria, Tibet, United Kingdom, United States, and Yemen continue to express their wish for greater freedom and greater voices in governments that support greater freedoms, democratic principles, and human rights.
United States and Tibet. On Saturday, U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed His Holiness the Dalai Lama, despite warnings from the Chinese government about the risk to U.S. diplomatic relations. In their meeting together, President Obama conveyed his support for cultural preservation and respect for human rights in Tibet.
Nigeria. China-based Xinhua reported an estimated 40,000 residents have fled the troubled city of Maiduguri, capital of Borno State, due to clashes between the government and an illegally armed group. The Nation newspaper reported on Thursday that neighboring states have also sent buses to bring people out of harm's way amidst efforts by police and military to quell the violence.
Palestine. The Palestine-based IMEMC news organization reported that on Friday, a group of heavily armed Israeli settlers set fire to Palestinian farmland containing olive orchards near the city of Nablus. According to witnesses, arriving Israeli soldiers did not attempt to halt those who were burning the land, but moved to obstruct the Palestinians who were attempting to douse the fire.
United Kingdom. Media entrepreneur Rupert Murdoch on Friday apologized in person to the family of slain British schoolgirl Millie Dowler for the actions of News of the World journalists who reportedly hacked into the girl's voicemail to obtain story leads. He also took out full-page ads in 7 UK newspapers to apologize for serious wrongdoing. Meanwhile, Dow Jones Chief Executive Officer Mr. Les Hinton and News International Chief Executive Officer Rebecca Brooks, both of whom held key positions at News of the World during the time of the reported hacking, have resigned their current current posts.
United States. Based on newly declassified information, a 107-page report by U.S.-based Human Rights Watch cites a growing body of evidence that former U.S. President George W. Bush and other senior officials authorized the abuse and torture of suspects being held in the custody of the United States government. The rights group stated that these individuals must be brought to trial for crimes against humanity, saying that the government must not apply a double standard by shielding its own officials from being brought to justice.
Jordan. The Criminal Investigation Department announced on Saturday that four police officers suspected of beating activists and journalists during a protest the day before have been arrested. The department stated that there would be an immediate investigation into the attacks, in which at least 10 people were injured.
Tunisia. Activist leader Abdel Wahab El-Heni reported to Agence France-Presse that on Friday, when hundreds of protesters inside a Tunis mosque were carrying out a peaceful sit-in to call for the removal of certain cabinet members and prosecution of those responsible for deaths during the country's democratic uprising earlier this year, police entered the mosque and forcefully dispersed them using tear gas.
Bahrain. Press TV reports that a woman was killed during protests in Sitra on Friday after security forces fired a tear gas grenade out of a helicopter, while several other people were injured during protests in Diraz and Ekar.
Libya. On Friday, at a meeting of the Libya Contact Group in Turkey, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced that the U.S. was joining the 30 other countries present in granting full political recognition of the National Transitional Council formed by Libya's main activist group as the legitimate government for its people, a decision that will also free up funds to help the Libyan citizens.
Meanwhile, on Saturday, 10 Libyan revolutionaries died and 172 were wounded as they clashed with government troops while advancing into the eastern town of Brega.
Syria. Also on Saturday, the Syrian government released all 28 intellectuals and artists who had been arrested late Wednesday during a pro-democracy protest.
However, as tens of thousands held a funeral Saturday for some of the 32 victims of security force killings the previous day in Damascus and other cities, violence continued that night with at least three more people who, according to witnesses, were fired upon and killed.
Yemen. Yemeni activist groups on Saturday announced the formation of a new 17-member presidential council that they said would be ready to replace the current regime as soon as President Ali Abdullah Saleh resigns.
With grief for the cherished lives lost and those who are injured or oppressed, we pray that the turmoil in all nations subsides and that people across the globe may choose to coexist in freedom, dignity, and peace.
Save our planet. With 882 record high temperatures that have been tied or set across the United States so far in July 2011, a severe heat wave has joined the prolonged drought as thermometer readings of 110 degrees Fahrenheit or 43.3 degrees Celsius continue to be seen in especially the central and southern regions of the country.
Save our planet. Environmental group Greenpeace on July 13, 2011 calls for leading international sportswear companies to halt the release of hazardous chemicals from their factories in China, where toxic discharge into rivers is affecting the drinking water of more than 67 million people.
It's Rio the rhinoceros here. I'm eating the appetizing vegan way, foods without any animal products. Now, a household tip of the day to help family members organize and coordinate schedules. Try putting up a corkboard or a dry erase whiteboard for everyone to use. You can keep track of appointments, activities, and plans to meet friends all in one spot. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, it's time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, benefits more than 10 million people in Bangladesh. The UNDP is assisting the Southeast Asian country with a wide range of projects. As of June 2011, over 3 million underprivileged citizens in 23 cities have been helped to improve their standard of living. Strengthening of government institutions is another focus of the UNDP. This will enhance services in such areas as health, nutrition, water and education. Our earnest gratitude, United Nations Development Programme, for your dedicated commitment to Bangladesh. May heaven bless the pure-hearted citizens of the nation with harmony, abundance and sustainability.
In veg news, children eat more vegetables when allowed to choose. Miss Paloma Rolfs Dominguez, a doctoral student and colleagues of the University of Granada in Spain, collaborated with Dutch researchers from the University of Agenigen in a study which involved 150 Spanish schoolchildren 6 years of age. It was found that the youngsters ate up to 80% more vegetables for lunch and dinner when given the opportunity to select. Our sincere thankfulness, Ms. Paloma Rolfs Dominguez and colleagues, for highlighting the innate ability of children to make healthy and compassionate food choices. May the delicious and nutritious offerings of nature be enjoyed by all as humanity transitions to the earth-saving vegan diet. Up next on Noteworthy News, an Australian hospital will reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 70% annually. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. Stay tuned for more meaningful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, meritorious news for a praiseworthy world. In environmental news, an Australian hospital receives the nation's first five-star Green Star Healthcare Design V1 rating. The Flinders Medical Centre of Adelaide is the recipient of the eco-classification for the environmentally friendly features which are part of its $160 million Australian dollar redevelopment of the hospital. These include a solar hot water system, which will annually decrease energy costs by 400,000 Australian dollars and carbon dioxide emissions by 70%. Energy efficient air conditioning, rainwater harvesting, real-time tracking of water and electricity usage, devices to optimize light, as well as a bicycle parking area are other important components. Congratulations, Flinders Medical Centre, on your green ratings. May your earth-loving hospital continue to bring first-rate medical expertise and dedicated care to the fine people of your nation.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Knitting.
A policeman is amazed when a car whizzes past at 70 miles per hour. With a woman calmly knitting at the wheel. He gives chase, and on catching up, he shouts, "Pull over!" So the woman shouts back, "No, a pair of socks!"
And now for our viewers' hotline.
از تلاش شبانه روزی همه شما برای آگاه کردن مردم، نجات سیاره و گسترش صلح در زمین بی نهایت متشکرم. امیدوارم در تمام کارهایتان موفق باشید. ای کاش من همراه خانه را بیابم و تشرف بگیرم. استاد اعظم چینگ های، دوستت دارم خیلی 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 زیاد. وقتی چهره اشکبار شما را به خاطر رنج موجودات در تلویزیون میبینم قلبم آتش میگیرد و نمیتوانم طاقت بیاورم. استاد دوست داشتنی، برای تمام عشق، تلاش، ایثار، محبت و شفقت از شما بی نهایت سپاس گذارم. آذر از تهران، ایران.
Hi آذر، thank you for your message. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Blessed Ozan, thank you for your love. You are most welcome to claim your birthright of initiation into meditation on the divine light and sound. Our representative will contact you with more information. May the great Allah always bless you and the spiritual people of beautiful Iran with harmony and inner contentment. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We'd be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say La Goyng Krap, which means goodbye in Thai.
May celestial music uplift your spirit and soothe your heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The World Bank offers $531 million U.S. dollar loan to Indonesia to help finance a rural community empowerment program, which will benefit more than 60,000 villages through assisting in improved local governance while developing areas like infrastructure and clean water supplies.
To address China's national statistic of one person being killed every 5 minutes by car, Dr. Jian Hui Qing has developed a comprehensive road safety program that has been adopted in the city of Jinan, where police say that traffic deaths have been reduced by a third in the past 5 years.
A study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released on July 14, 2011, links a significant decrease in smoking among U.S. middle and high school students between 2000 and 2009 to fewer movies being made with smoking scenes during the same time period.
Family members welcome Darsam Binti Dawood Tawar back to her native Indonesia after an appeal by her government to the Saudi legal system spared the former maid capital punishment.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.